time to go to the movies. Our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, joins us now live with a review of a tender film about life's inexorable transitions.
High school was awesome.
What we had was special.
Then we graduated and started getting jobs and getting married and having kids and all that other stupid stuff.
None of our lives are perfect, but no matter what we're going through, we'll always be there for each other.
Yes, a sequel to
American Pie.
Let's get a little lit.
You better be ready.
You better be ready.
Let's have a
What's up, class of 99ers?
Yeah. All right, Paul. Well, do we really need another American Pie movie?
Yes.
No.
Yes, we do.
No. Mike says Escapism. Yes, no matter what.
Yeah, well, the kids from American Pie are back, and they're reuniting somewhere besides the desperate halls of a casting office. And surprisingly, they were able to accommodate Tara Reid's schedule, so even she is back. And they met the salary demands of Mina Suvari, who requested a hot meal. But actually, I kid. The trivia for you is, you know which actor appeared in all seven American Pie movies?
That's, I know the answer as an American Pie aficionado.
Yes.
Eugene Levy?
Yes, and I also think he aged the best.
Mm-hmm.
he's actually very funny in this. His scenes with Jason Biggs, who's still totally up for anything, as his son Jim, get, to me, some of the biggest laughs in the movie. They've always had awkward conversations about the facts of life, and that continues here. But that's the closest this movie gets to having any real heart, as all the American Pie kids come back to their home for a big high school reunion. There are movies with Judd Apatow that have come out over the past 10 years that have real heart. I think people are trying to do what movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up did as far as adding heart to their comedies, but they don't quite achieve it. And there's a couple other novice moves in this as well, which I was surprised to see, like Stifler's character. If he just swears at somebody, like that's supposed to be funny enough. To me, it wasn't. I think we need a little more than that. There should be more, and there too often isn't. And a lot of the jokes, I think, are the characters find themselves in situations that are funny. They can't be described on this program. But the dialogue then explains the situations further, and that, to me, kills the long-standing show-don't-tell rule of comedy and kills the joke for me.
Paul, you're too demanding, Paul.
I am. I've seen a lot of comedies, and it looks like the makers of this film maybe haven't. But it's surprising because they made the Harold and Kumar films, you know, and so they've been there before, but they didn't quite hit it with this one.
Well, let me ask you, because obviously Mike feels very protective of the American Pie movies.
I'm just saying, just go a little easy on them. You know, it's not master theater.
It certainly
I just want to ask, you know, did you like, say, the original American Pie?
Well, to me, there was a late 90s battle between American Pie and There's Something About Mary. They're like the Beatles and Stones of the old.
Oh, I love the Something
comedy.
About Mary. Love
I
Something About Mary.
I love that too, and I didn't love this one quite as much. So I've always been more along that lines of comedy than, you know, which maybe is more adult as far as the characters were adult, and it, more than the high school kids doing stuff. You know, I need high school kids doing stuff. I'll watch Breakfast Club.
There you
Listen,
go.
Well, before you go, very quickly, since we're on this topic, how do you feel about Dumb and Dumber when it first came out?
Dumb and Dumber is pretty funny because, well, there's a movie.
That's
and
a classic in my house.
What's that?
That's a classic at my house.
Well, there's an attempt to really, hey, we have no heart for you at all. We're just going to be stupid for 90 minutes. And I don't know, maybe American Reunion should have done that. They often had too much music. There's like 40 songs in the soundtrack that are letting you know something wacky is happening or something sentimental is happening. Well, we shouldn't need those songs. We should most good movies don't have to work that hard. But
so if you're going to be dumb, just go for it and be dumb all the way.
And dumber.
All right, thank you so
Nicely
much,
Nicely done
Paul.
There, Paul.
That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. He's at themovieguys.net. Not a fan of American Reunion, the sequel to one of the many sequels to American Pie. But Mike, even though he hasn't seen it, gives it about 5 thumbs up. So
hey,
there you go.
It's American Pie. How can you be against American Pie?
That's right. That's right.